The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Unless a breakup is mutual, there's always one side that's hurting.
Yeah. And few breakups are mutual, I think, if we're honest.
Mm.
I think a lot of breakups are said to be mutual after the fact, just to save face a little bit.
Sure.
But I think I suspect few breakups are mutual. I've been on both sides of this. I've been both the dumpy and the dumped, and neither are great. Neither are a good feeling.
No, true.
Being the dumper, you feel like the worst person on earth, and then you got to sort of be all morose for some time afterwards because you can't move on too quickly
and you cannot
seem heartless. And to be the dumped, well, that's just crushing, especially when you don't see it coming.
Well, have you been dumped in a terrible way or just a genetic, like a...
I got dumped in the high school way. A phone call from my girlfriend's friend.
Oh, nice.
Called me up to shoot the breeze. I'm like, why are you calling? Why am I speaking to you?
Oh.
And eventually got to the point. Brutal.
I mean, a phone call is better than a text.
It was before mobile phones.
Oh.
Well, before they were like super mainstream.
Okay, before everyone had one.
The phone call came on my home phone, put it that way.
Right.
Yeah, so I was standing in the passageway, family members walking past while they delivered the bad
news.
Super
awkward.
Yeah, it's not great. But, I mean, these are the kinds of dumpings the way I see it. You got the mutual, very rare, I think.
Yeah.
You've got the one-sided, but no one's done anything wrong. It's just one party has fallen out of love with the other party.
Yeah.
Those ones are brutal because that poor person is having their heart broken and the other person is kind of going, I feel like a jerk.
Yeah.
Then there's the third kind someone...
The scorned one?
Yeah, the lover that's been scorned.
Yeah.
And I get the feeling, while details are limited for this, it's the person who actually did this is still anonymous. I feel like someone maybe is scorned.
That'd have to be. Mm-hmm. So you're familiar with the service Cameo.
You used it for my birthday. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah, because you're a huge fan of the TV show.
Queer Eye?
Queer Eye for the straight guy.
Was it Carson Kresley?
Yeah. I got him to wish you a lovely 30th birthday.
Thank you very much for that, Jules.
You're a huge fan of the show.
Was he the only one you could afford?
He was affordable. He was within my price range. Anyway, there are a whole range of celebrities on there.
Yeah.
All with varying degrees of stardom.
Yeah.
Some of them are... Like a couple of like Aussie footballers are on there.
Okay.
But then you've got amazing stars on there like David Hasselhoff. Like the scale, like.
I love how subjective that is. You're like, you've got a couple of Aussie footballers on there, or whatever their names are, and David Hasselhoff.
And they cost a certain amount, like they all vary in price.
Yeah. How much was the Hoff?
Last I checked, I think it was $350 American.
Oh, so probably around $500 Australian.
A bit much.
Whew, that's dear.
I've thought of buying one for me. From
I remember you asked for it for your birthday. I just couldn't stomach spending that much money on essentially nothing.
Call. And fair call.
Yeah.
I understand that.
That's extreme.
It's a lot to ask off one person.
So someone has used Cameo to let someone know that it's over. So Kaylee was the person being dumped in this instance. And the voice is somewhat famous. It's the voice of the UFC announcements. Usually ring at the center of the octagon, introducing the matches. What I didn't know is this person, his name is Bruce Buffer. He's the brother of this super famous, iconic voice.
Let's get ready to rumble!
So that's his brother.
That's Michael Buffer.
Michael Buffer's pretty famous. That's
Bruce,
a pretty iconic saying.
Bruce, his saying slightly less known, but it was used in the breakup. This is a video of the cameo of Bruce Buffer that was delivered to someone, and it's just brutal.
It's time for Kaylee to move on!
Two things. His catchphrase is not nearly as good as his brother's.
Oh, Let's Get Ready to the Rumble is a gem. That is never going out of style.
The second thing, how horribly harsh would that be if you're Kaylee and you're like,
oh, a cameo sent for my boyfriend.
Oh,
this is lovely.
This is nice. Is he finally proposing? What is this going to be about? What?
Yeah. Brutal.
Harsh.
So I do wonder if Kaylee's the UFC fan or if the partner is the UFC fan. I'm not entirely sure.
Either way, it hurts. The boyfriend, or ex-boyfriend rather, forked out $300.
$300 for that?
For that little message.
But imagine if Kaylee is an epic UFC fan. Now every time she switches on the telly to watch her favourite show, that voice is going to come on. It's going to she's going to have flashbacks.
That's true.
To the worst dumping of all time. Maybe this was a like
I feel like it's her boyfriend that was the UFC fan.
Well, maybe.
So he's killed two birds. He's gone, well, I dumped my girlfriend, thank you. And I finally got a little connection with one of my favorite UFC guys.
I get the feeling that this was a situation where he was trying to break up with her, trying, and she just wasn't getting the message. Maybe he started trying to do it gently and it was too subtle, and then maybe the message got stronger and stronger.
So I had to ramp it up.
And he's at a point where he's getting a UFC courtside, ringside, I don't know what to call it, octagon side announcer.
Yes.
To scream it.
Ouch.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.